Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it's a Wednesday afternoon, and we are halfway to the weekend, and then you have heard the forecast toward the end of the weekend. On Sunday, some colder weather is going to arrive. Not cooler weather, actually colder weather, and Monday and Tuesday next week are going to be cold. And I'm going to go in the other studio and give Coleman a big hug on both of those days because I know he hates the cold, and he could probably use a good warm hug on one of those frigid afternoons, Monday or Tuesday. Maybe both days. Hey, the Pelicans won last night. Watched it on TV. It was amazing. They came from behind to win, and Jose Alvarado, he drained a three, and he said this wasn't even his play. It wasn't even for him to take the shot. There was a play called, but he had the shot. He said, I believe in myself, and I knew I could do it. I can hit that shot anytime, and I said, why not do it at home in New Orleans? And he did it, and he drained it, and man, Jose was great. It was awesome. And there was a good crowd there last night. And the crowd just erupted, and it was exciting. It was really exciting to watch the Pelicans come from behind to win. So, look, you have to win one to start a streak, right? You have to win one game to start a streak. So the streak has started, one in a row. We got one in a row, and hopefully it continues from here. This does not change my opinion of Willie Green. And look, I'm sure the guy's a really, really nice guy, but I just think there needs to be a change there, and I'm still concerned about the position of general manager for the Pelicans. We'll see what happens. Maybe Mickey Loomis's friend is really going to be great as general manager, and he didn't do it just because it was his friend. So anyway, these are just, you know, questions that fans have. And I wrote a blog that I think is still posted on our website, WWL.com. It's still up on Scoot on the Air Facebook if you want to read it and comment on it. And it's about how we have a right to criticize. In the Bill of Rights of fans, is the right to criticize. In fact, that's the first point made in the Bill of Rights of fans. You have the right to criticize, especially if your team is doing poorly. And it's not that we criticize because we hate. It's not that we criticize because we're looking for a reason to bash somebody. We criticize because we love our teams. And we want our teams to do well. And so it is the criticism that we hope is going to be received because, in our opinion, these are things that need to be considered and looked at seriously. And we do this because we, you know, again, want things to get better. All right, the Pelicans won. But last night, the Republicans lost. But they lost in blue states. And there are some people who were kind of freaking out. Fox News was squirming last night. They were just really beside themselves last night, just looking for just any reason to condemn the outcome of the election. And the Trump-supported candidates, the candidates that the president endorsed, lost. So it was a win for the Democrats, but I don't think anybody should get too bent out of shape over this. I don't know if this is a big predicator of what's coming, but I do think it's a statement about certain things in our country. And we're going to talk about this in the second hour of the show today. Also, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, I want to talk about this new study that shows that if marijuana stores, if retail stores that sell marijuana in states where marijuana is legal, if they are readily available, people are less likely to drink. And that that people in general are less likely to drink if they get stoned. Now, I have been drunk and I have been stoned. And I would rather be around people who are stoned as opposed to people who are drunk. Because people who are drunk are more, in my opinion, more dangerous, more obnoxious than people who are stoned. Now, that's my opinion, but we'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. It's a Wednesday afternoon, so yeah, already we're halfway to the weekend, so that's a cool thing. You know, I went back yesterday when I was thinking more after the show. I was thinking more about the two trades the Saints made yesterday, just under the trade deadline, and that was Trevor Penning from the offensive line and wide receiver Rashid Shaheed. I loved Shaheed. I think he's got incredible potential. But maybe he doesn't fit into what the Saints need in the future. I mean, I hate to see a good player go, and he's a damn good player, and he's gone. And we see so many Saints players who are good players go, and they go onto other teams, and they do even better with the other teams. That tells me a lot about just the Saints overall. It's sad, but it's a reality. I mean, I'm not making this up. I mean, this happens. So I was thinking about the trade of Trevor Penning. And Trevor Penning was a number one draft pick. And I'm okay with the Saints using number one draft picks to get a good offensive line. Because if you don't have a good offensive line, you don't have a team. And right now, we don't have a good offensive line, and we barely have a team. So I'm okay with that. And I don't remember, honestly, I don't keep up with all of the draft picks that are coming out of college. And so I don't remember if Trevor Penning was a much sought-after selection in the first round of the draft. But I trusted that the Saints knew what they were doing. I trusted that if the Saints are picking this guy, then he must be right. Then we must have one hell of an offensive lineman coming on our team. The problem is somebody stepped on his toe, and I know that sounds so minimal, like, oh, somebody stepped on your toe, so you can't play the game because your toe is sore. Look, turf toe is painful AF. Never had it, but you know, we've all had toe issues. Ever stump your toe in the middle of the night? You hit the edge of the bed frame or something? Damn, there are a lot of nerves down there. And, I mean, it hurts like hell. So I've never had turf toe, but, you know, I can imagine how bad it is because there are a lot of nerves down there. So he misses much of his rookie season, and he just never really got on track. I heard Mike Dettillier on Sports Talk talking about how he just never seemed to get the idea of the technique that is needed to be a successful offensive lineman. And Mike knows about those things. So he didn't have the technique down. So Trevor Penning was a bust. For a first-round draft pick, Trevor Penning was a bust. So I decided, well, where did this guy play college ball? And who did he play before he went to the NFL? Well, I've got the list right here. Trevor Penning went to the University of Northern Iowa. And he was drafted in 2022. The 2021 schedule is this. Trevor Penning played against Eastern Washington, Western Illinois, Missouri State, Illinois State, Southern Illinois, and South Dakota State. The last team that Trevor Penning faced before he faced an NFL team with the Saints was South Dakota State. These are teams that are just not even on the level of the bigger teams. So I don't know what it was. Maybe he was sensational in the combine. But again, the combine, I don't think the combine really registers your ability to learn the techniques that are needed to be a great offensive lineman. So I went back and looked at this, and I can't figure out why the decision was made that Trevor Penning was a number one draft pick when you look at who he played in college. And again, before he faced an NFL team, he played against South Dakota State. These are not monster schools. These are like minor schools. Eastern Washington, Western Illinois, Missouri State, Illinois State. I mean, Missouri's big, but not Missouri State. Illinois is big, but not Illinois State. Southern Illinois and South Dakota State. So, another of many busts when it comes to evaluating players. And it's just, it's frustrating. In the same way that Brian Kelly didn't seem to have the right players coming up to continue to fuel LSU with the best players, it seems like, you know, the Saints have not always had the best evaluation of players. So anyway, it was just something to look into in my spare time after the show yesterday. All right, I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but Hooters, the founders of Hooters are back in control, and they're working on now having more modest uniforms. I don't know what causes you to go to Hooters in the first place, but the new uniforms are going to be more modest. And, I like the uniforms that they have now. I can't, you know, lie about that. I like the uniforms. I never subjectify women, but I'm a straight guy, and, you know, I like the uniforms. I like the female body. But I think that the new modest uniforms do better fit the times in which we live. And I think that these new modest uniforms might do more to attract younger people because, I mean, some people who loved Hooters back in the day, I mean, maybe they're getting too old to go to Hooters. I mean, not that you're, you know, too old to go to Hooters, but maybe they just don't care anymore. And so Hooters has to maybe redefine itself to attract new people who are, you know, at that age where, hey, come on, man, let's go watch the game somewhere. Let's go to Hooters. So anyway, we'll see what happens with this. We'll talk a little bit more about this this later. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're going to talk a little bit about politics. I don't want to get into any hate talk. We're not going to tolerate it. We're not going to get into it. But the election last night was significant, and it has implications. I don't think it directly predicts the future, but it has implications that are worth talking about. So we are going to discuss this. And if you're willing to discuss this, then you can call into the show. If you want to get hateful, and if you want to bring up false information, and if you want to bring up just rhetoric that you're hearing that is just designed to rile people up, I don't want to hear from you. I mean, I'm being honest. But if you want to have a conversation about it, we'll do that in the next hour. And there are times when we will talk about politics. I mean, the midterm elections are going to be, you know, big next year. And then the presidential election in 2028. Of course, we're going to talk about those things. But we're going to have a different attitude as we talk about it. And again, we're celebrating that the Pelicans won. And Jose Alvarado just drained that three. And it was beautiful. Never before have I ever seen a beautiful shot like that. It was beautiful. It was a shot better than a shot that anybody has ever seen before. All right. Just kidding with that. So tonight is the big full moon. I thought it was last night, but tonight is the big full moon. Tonight is the Bucky's moon. It's the Beaver moon. Bucky's moon. The big full moon. The moon is going to be closest to the Earth tonight, so it is going to appear to be big and beautiful. And if these clouds go away, we'll get a good view of that that moon tonight. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-187.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Pelicans won. If the Pelicans win their next game, we got a winning streak going on. And you know what I was really proud of? Look, I've got some stuff going on in my life that is taking up some of my time, all right, a lot of my time away from the show. And it's all cool. I mean, it doesn't involve me, you know, personally, but it's stuff that I'm dealing with. And I couldn't get to the game, but I almost went, and I so wish I would have been there. But I got home and I was able to see the last part of it on TV. And I love the crowd. I mean, the crowd was into it. It wasn't a sellout, but there were people there. And I promise I'm going to start going to Pelicans games this year. And I have been one of the ones who has been on the air saying, yeah, we got to support the Pelicans. But honestly, I haven't done my part to support the Pelicans. And I love the NBA. I love that we're an NBA city. And I'm going to start going to games and doing my part to support the team. But I'm glad they won last night. So Ian Hocus, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too, as well.
How are you?
I feel a little funny.
Why?
Well, I went to the dentist this morning.
Oh, so so your mouth is still a little numb?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a cleaning, and I was just kind of just cruised in there like, hey, all right, time for a cleaning. And then they said, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you're going to get the shot, you're going to be a...
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a couple hours ago at this point, so I'm doing okay.
And, got the show. But it's weird. It's such a weird feeling.
It feels like my face is made of lead. But let me tell you, I'm not going to complain. And I was thinking about this while I was in the chair. I was like, this sucks, but it's not that unpleasant. I got a couple fillings replaced, like the old metal fillings that I got when I was in high school.
Yeah,
those
good,
are all finally
good.
Coming out.
Good.
And I was thinking, like, this isn't that unpleasant. And, you know, modern dentistry is just such a blessing. So many hundreds of millions, billions of people were born and died on this planet in abject misery because they had a cavity or they had an impacted molar or something else was wrong with their teeth. And the fact that we live in a society at a time in our evolution, scientifically, where we don't have to deal with that kind of stuff all the time, is thank God, you know, just what a time to be alive. So I'm trying to stay positive while I'm there in the chair, but all the same, like it's kind of hard to talk. I feel like I have to really over enunciate because I can't tell if I'm moving my lips the same way or what.
Have you eaten anything?
I had a smoothie. I had my
usual
smoothie.
Okay, smart.
Yeah, he said you can drink your smoothie. Don't eat anything until all your feeling
you
comes
know,
back.
I mean, I was stupid, and I went to the last time I went to the dentist, and I was all numbed up. Oh. I needed to eat something before the show, so I ate something. I bit the hell out of my tongue in several spots,
yeah.
And my jaw, and it was...
Oh, my God. You had no idea because you couldn't feel any of it.
And then those things turn into like real sores in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I mean, they hurt like hell.
Oh, man, that sucks.
And then you don't want to eat anything because it burns.
Yeah.
You know, so I agree. Look, honestly, when I was a kid growing up, I hated going to the dentist because, I mean, I think it was available, but it was new. My dentist did not use Novocaine. So when the dentist drilled, we felt it right into the nerve as kids.
Oh, horrible. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's grinding. I mean, the noise is bad enough. He's got this old drill with these bands on it that are, I mean, it looks like something from, like, you know, the 15th century.
Yeah.
But we had no Novocaine when we were kids.
That's terrible.
And so, yeah, Novocaine was a great thing for me when we finally got that a little bit later. And I'm old enough to remember when the attractive
dental hygienist
yep. actually put her bare fingers in your mouth.
That's disgusting.
Now, I'm a germaphobe, but I wasn't back then.
My God.
And when I was a teenager, I thought it was kind of cool that this really attractive woman was putting her fingers in my mouth. But I wouldn't go for that. I wouldn't go for that today.
Mm. Yeah, we're all learning a little something about you. I didn't think we were going to get into that today with Mr. Scooper.
Well, look, let me tell you, I don't like the taste of latex, so I'm not happy about the gloves either. But I would not tolerate that today. I don't care how good looking the dental hygienist is. But, you know, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I wasn't the germaphobe that I am today.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm glad I was able to get it done.
I am too.
I feel badly for people who are in a position where they're not able to get that done, but, there it is.
Well, yeah, because, you know, if you get like an infection, if you need root canal, you get an infection, that manifests itself in the body.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it can be serious.
Yeah, it can be pretty serious.
Yeah. All right, hey, let's do a couple of quick texts.
Kind of split half and half. Half your texts are either about the Saints and the Pelicans or last night election results. We'll start there. Here's a text that says, hey, it wasn't just the Democratic victories, Scoot. It was the margin of votes that they won by. Mamdani won with about 50.4% of the vote in New York, which by Trump standards is a landslide mandate.
Yeah, true. It was, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour, but it was a big night for Democrats, and Republicans need to pay attention to this. You know, you learn from what the voters are saying, and voters in the states where there were elections, I don't know that this is a real cross-section of the country, but the people who voted last night did make a statement about what they think about certain things like the economy and the way that ICE is treating some of the people that they're trying to deport and some things like that. It was a statement about the current administration. So again, more about that later.
Yeah, I was listening to some reports this morning. Something in Virginia, it was like 70% of respondents in exit polls said they voted the way they did because they didn't like the president or they didn't like his administration's policy straight up. Here's a text that says, I'll be curious to see how this will affect the real estate market in New York. Will the new mayor chase off impending high luxury sales, or will the rich flee? I think that New York is going to be a good experiment for the rest of the country.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. And as I said, leading up to the election, I don't think New York is a representative of America. New York is an entity unto itself. New Yorkers are an entity unto themselves, and people across the country are not necessarily like New Yorkers. So what happens in New York is not necessarily a prediction of what's going to happen around the country. Now, Mamdani is, by his own definition, he's a socialist. He might be a commie. It's going to be interesting to see how he lives up to some of the things that he talked about on the campaign trail. And younger people and today's establishment, the boomer generation, was more like young people today when they were young. You know, there was more of this idea of taking care of people and doing what you can to help people. And that was the attitude of the collective baby boomer generation then. And it mirrors a lot of the attitudes in young people today. And a lot of young people got out and voted. And
yeah.
that's a scary thing for Republicans, because younger people tend to lean toward Democrats. Now, Mamdani, it's going to be interesting to see what he actually does when he's mayor. Van Jones is one of the pundits, political pundits on CNN, and he is, I would say, a liberal Democrat. I would not say that Van Jones is a moderate Democrat. I'd say he's a liberal Democrat, not a progressive, but a liberal Democrat. He bashed Mamdani's speech last night, because he said he missed an opportunity to bring people in. It was like he was yelling at people, and he was very critical of that speech. So a lot of Democrats are not comfortable with Mamdani either.
I think he would have changed his tune if he was in that room, because those people were pretty fired up.
Oh, the people in the room were fired up.
I mean,
we'll
hear some of the clips from that speech a little bit later.
Okay.
They are going crazy in there. They are electrified.
But again, he's one of those candidates that does attract fanatical political nerds, you know, people who are just actively involved in politics. And when you've got somebody like that, in the same way that Bernie Sanders, you know, mm-hmm. just really attracted this young crowd that
populist.
Very easy to rile up people if you have a message that they like. And Mamdani had a message that obviously a lot of people like. But, you know, I don't think this is a new experiment in Democrat progressiveness. I don't think this country is turning progressive. I don't think we're turning socialist. And I don't think there's any reason to freak out.
Yeah, I think Republicans are going to have a difficult time making him the face of the party, which they've been projecting for some time. They want to do this. Oh, we can't wait for Mamdani to win the New York mayoral election so that we can, you know, hang him in every advertisement that we're running against generic Democrat in every state from coast to coast. Well, that's, you don't run a campaign in New York City the same way that you do in New Jersey or Virginia. A candidate like Mamdani is not going to dominate in a primary election on his way to the governor's mansion in either one of those states.
Right.
There's a silo in New York City, and then there's a silo in New Jersey and a silo in Virginia. And the only thing that these three candidates have in common is that they ran exceptional campaigns. Whatever you think of their policies, whatever you think of their opponents, independently of that, everything that I've read, everything that I've listened to, says the same thing, which is the actual get out the vote operation, actual messaging, digital fundraising, everything that goes into building a winning campaign, the Democrats crushed last night.
And the president said that the reason Republicans did not do well is because he was not on the ballot. You know, I've got a comment to make about that. I'll do that in the next hour. But also, Ian, you know, Mikey Sherrill.
Yes.
Mikey Sherrill. Democrat.
Sherrill, I think.
Sherrill.
Yeah.
Mikey Sherrill. She is now the governor of New Jersey. She's mm-hmm. a Republican. I guess the last Republican in New Jersey was Christine Whitman.
Mikey Sherrill is a Democrat.
Mikey Sherrill is a Democrat. But she's a moderate Democrat.
Yeah.
And I guess I was thinking of the last woman was Christine Whitman. And Abigail Spanberger, she's a Democrat. And she was elected governor of Virginia, beating the candidate that the president endorsed. And these are moderate Democrats. And this is the thing that Republicans need to fear. Because if the Democrats move to the middle, it's going to push Republicans further to the right and maybe make them more extreme in the eyes of the collective general population.
Yeah, I'm sure you wish you could run against a candidate like Mamdani, but, you know, Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger both came from Congress, both have by any accounting, a very moderate voting record, which isn't to say that they may hold a position on abortion or trans rights or something that, you know, some Americans will think is extreme, but that's not the entire picture. You know, these are not zany leftist radical weirdos.
Right.
They're just kind of regular people.
Yeah. And this is just a reminder that in every election, not everybody's happy. You know, one side's happy. The other side is not happy.
I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, last August, the NFL requested that the Saints send a bust for display at the Hall of Fame. The Saints sent Trevor Penning.
I know. I know. I know. Who made the final decision on Trevor Penny? Who is making the final decision on these players? I'm scared. I'm worried because the pattern continues. It is the pattern that needs to change. And again, I went back and I looked at the teams that the University of Northern Iowa played, where Trevor Penning played college ball, and he played these, you know, universities that are just, they're not in the top level of universities. So before he played in the NFL with the Saints, Trevor Penning faced the defensive line from South Dakota State, a team that is basically unknown. And the list of teams that they played were just unknown teams. So, again, where does the evaluation come in that this guy is the guy you need to go to? All right, if you have a comment, you want to join us. And again, you know, we're going to try to hold off on politics until the 2 o'clock hour, but I know we kind of got into it. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Over 100,000 people have signed a petition calling for the NFL Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny to be replaced. Who do they want to do the halftime show? And is this the person that really should be doing the halftime show over Bad Bunny? We'll talk about that. I'll tell you who it is when we come back. I haven't seen the Bruce Springsteen movie yet, but a good friend of mine saw it, and she said it was really slow, and she was disappointed. That's not going to stop me from going. I'm still going to try and get to see it really soon because I'm intrigued by the story of his life. And again, I have memories of going to see Springsteen at the Municipal Auditorium very early in his career when he was just starting out, and I thought, this guy is special. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. Plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1966, of course, this was a time when, you know, protests against the Vietnam War were huge in America with the Boomer generation. On this day in 1966, this was the number one song in America, Last Train to Clarksville. So why did I bring up the protest? This song was actually a protest song against the Vietnam War. And I listened to this song when it first came out when I was young, and I didn't hear anything in this that was a protest of the Vietnam War. But if you listen to the lyrics, it really is a protest of the Vietnam War. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's get to a few of your calls. But first, let me mention this, and I'll bring this into the conversation. Over 100,000, and that's the threshold that you need to cross to really get things going on change.org. There's a petition on change.org signed by over 100,000 people now to force the NFL to replace Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime entertainment with 73-year-old traditional country star George Strait. I know. Now, there are a lot of us that, you know, are not into George Strait. I respect George Strait. He is a country music institution, very successful, have great respect for him, but I'm not into George Strait. A lot of Americans are not into George Strait. So this was the point that I made from the beginning about Bad Bunny. The Super Bowl halftime show doesn't appeal to everybody. Bad Bunny doesn't appeal to everybody, and George Strait doesn't appeal to everybody. So if you replace Bad Bunny with George Strait, you may even have more people who are not happy. Or at least you're going to have a lot of people who are going to say, well, no, why George Strait? Well, it should be so-and-so and so-and-so. So, look, Bad Bunny is hugely successful. A lot of people love Bad Bunny. So let Bad Bunny do the halftime show and realize that not everybody's going to be happy any year with the halftime show for the Super Bowl. I wasn't particularly happy with Justin Timberlake. I mean, I don't have anything against him. I respect what he's accomplished, but I ain't into Justin Timberlake, so that was a bust for me. So, you know, just get over this whole thing about Bad Bunny and move on and worry about stuff that's important. Let's go to Idris on the West Bank. Idris, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
How are you?
Yes, Idris.
Hi, oh, Idris, okay. Hey, Idris.
Yes. First, let me say I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, we're going to give you a little special treatment here. We don't have a lot of time, but you know, we've got to give you some special treatment. I appreciate that you took time to be a first-time caller. So what's on your mind?
Yes. Well, just the Trevor Penning thing. You know, Trevor Penning, you know, he's a small kid from a smaller school, but you've got to keep in mind we have a Hall of Famer in Jari Evans who came from a small school as well. So, I mean, you know, there's sometimes that's just a the gamble that you take and the scouting of the player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can't just judge him just off of the competition that he
No, I get that. I mean, that's a very legitimate point. But it just seems like we've had too many of those. Why was this person selected, or why are we so willing to get rid of, you know, we're in one case we have people who are a bust. In other cases we have people who are good and we can't hang on to them and they go on and contribute to other teams.
Right. I agree. But, you know, I'm saying that, but I also, you know, I have to say that, you know, a lot of these drafts that we have, I can, you know, go over and over, especially on the defensive side of the field, the defensive ends that we've drafted have been, have not panned out.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually a time for a change at the, in the leadership and, you know, the GM position that might need to be looked at.
Well, Idris, you're expressing a lot of the sentiment that that a lot of fans have. And as I said yesterday, you know, I worry about the Saints because, you know, fans are not going to put up with this lack of success for long. They're not going to put up with it indefinitely because there's too much competition for our money. There's too much competition when it comes to entertainment out there. And so I think the Saints need to be really keenly aware of the message that's really being sent to the fans. And the fans need to know that there is an honest attempt to get the absolute best players on the field. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, today we wish happy birthday to Herman of Herman's Hermits. Peter Noon, 78 years old today, still performing. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, a sad day. It was on this day in 2003 that Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers died. Do you know how he died? A cocaine-induced heart attack at the age of 63. Man, look, let me tell you, you got to stop doing that stuff. You know, you can't keep doing cocaine all your life or you're going to die. Now, with the way it is today, nobody should be doing cocaine because of the possibility of fentanyl being out there, but it's amazing how many young people do it. But man, you know, you get to be like over 40, over 50. I mean, you can't keep doing coke. And as much coke as the Stones did over the years, I guarantee you Mick Jagger is not still doing cocaine. I don't know him, but I guarantee you he's not still doing coke, or he wouldn't be where he is today, which is alive. You just can't keep doing it. John Entwistle died cocaine. 63 years old, man, you got to give up some of this stuff. You just can't keep doing it. And it's sad, but you know, your heart just can't take it. And if he's doing it at 63, he may have been doing it since he was in his, 20s or 30s. And look, the stuff, I know it makes you feel good, but it's going to kill you. All right, a lot to talk about in the next hour. There's a lot being said about the election last night. What does it say about American voters, if anything? And there are people who are freaking out over this, and we'll try to calm everybody down in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.